The lower house of Russia's parliament has approved a measure designed to stop a wave of racist attacks. The bill bans racist propaganda, demands to overthrow the government, and the encouragement of ethnic hatred. The day after the anti-extremism bill passed, two foreigners, a Chinese and an Afghan, were attacked in the Moscow subway. NPR's Lawrence Sheets reports Russian police have failed to use existing laws to crack down on extremist groups.
The National People's Party, or NNP, makes its headquarters in a one-room ramshackle Moscow apartment. As members sit around, white supremacist music plays in the background. The lyrics call on Russia to rid itself of black parasites. Such words would be explicitly banned under the new law on extremism. So would the words of the man some in Moscow refer to as the Führer, Alexander Ivanov Sukharevsky.
Our main goal is to take power and install white rule. The white race is dying out on this planet. As the white minority, we demand special rights.
He's often described as Russia's leading skinhead, but Ivanov Sukharevsky's got a full head of hair and wears a suit and tie. Now 52, he graduated from the USSR's top cinematography institute. He blamed his obscurity as a director on a Zionist mafia in the Soviet film industry. Ivanov Sukharevsky's National People's Party claims 8,000 adherents. He sits against a backdrop of the party's banner, a black symbol suggestive of a swastika on white cloth.
We see blacks as the incarnation of the devil. We even have 16th century icons in our churches which depict the black man as the devil.
In Russia, the term Chorny, or black, can mean anyone from Chechens, Armenians, and Azeris to Africans and Jews. The National People's Party denies involvement in a recent spate of racist attacks, including the fatal stabbing of an Afghan immigrant. But National People's Party member Semyon Tokmakov proudly takes credit for another violent act. A former forestry student, he says he embraced racist beliefs out of a longing for some ideology to guide his life. In 1999, Tokmakov spent 6 months in prison for severely beating a black American Marine guard serving at the U.S. Embassy in Moscow.
I didn't like the way he looked, so I kicked out two of his front teeth. I was able to run this black out of our country, and people respect me for that.
Groups representing African students say attacks against them have dramatically increased. They advise their members to avoid Moscow's public places and stay off the streets after dark. After dark is when many of the attacks occur. It's also when the National People's Party holds clandestine initiation ceremonies, as Tokmakov demonstrates on a videotape. There's a striking similarity to Ku Klux Klan rites. A dozen or so recruits gather in a forest clearing next to a cross and raging bonfire. Führer Ivanov Sukharevsky tells them they're about to fight a decisive war. The recruits then eat raw meat out of a helmet and are welcomed into the National People's Party Brotherhood. Tokmakov sees no inconsistency between his neo-Nazi beliefs and the fact that Russia suffered horrifically at the hands of Hitler's army.
Hitler был мистиком.
Hitler was a mystic. This was not a war between Germans and Russians. It was a war of ideologies. Communism on one side, National Socialism on the other side. And neither of our nations, not Russians, not Germans, won the war. We both lost.
NNP members like Tokmakov say if the new law on extremism is enforced, they'll go underground. But Tokmakov doubts it will come to that. He brags about support for the NNP among Russia's police and security services. In fact, the National People's Party was once allowed free use of a police athletic training facility. Extremism expert Vladimir Pribilovsky explains why the police have not used laws already on the books to curb racist groups. Many police officers, interior ministry officers, army officers, and members of the intelligence services share the ideology, Pribilovsky says. They do not share the neo-communist ideology of groups such as the radical Bolsheviks. So, Pribilovsky says, these far-left parties are treated harshly. Some liberals and communists in the Russian Duma, in fact, fear that the new anti-extremism bill could be used broadly to target political opponents. Most of the racist attacks in Russia, though, have not been carried out by organized political parties. The biggest problem comes from roving bands of skinheads, young people suffering the economic and social deprivations of post-Soviet life. In any case, President Vladimir Putin and his supporters say the attacks have reached such alarming levels, new legislation is needed to crack down. The anti-extremism bill now goes to the upper house of parliament, where it's expected to pass easily, and then on to President Putin for his signature. Lawrence Sheets, NPR News, Moscow.